Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, I am mighty to save. Remember this truth, for it is the cornerstone of your faith and the foundation of your hope. No matter how entrenched in their rebellion or hardened in their defiance that others may seem, don't despair. I possess the power and the wisdom to transform even the most stubborn hearts in the lives of those you care for and those that are close to you. You are not a passive observer in the theater of life, subject to the whims and choices of those around you. I hold the reins. I hold the reins of history, and I can reshape the landscape of any life according to my sovereign will, even yours. I will intervene in the lives of those who've caused you pain, those who have interceded, you've interceded for in prayer, those you long to see reconciled to me. I will orchestrate in their lives a divine turnaround, bringing salvation, blessing, and transformation to their lives. Prepare to be astonished. Witness with your own eyes the softening of hearts once thought to be impenetrable. Watch as those who seemed impervious to your pleas and deaf to your entreaties turn toward me in repentance. You will marvel at their changed demeanor, their newfound hunger for my word, their eagerness to embrace the cross. Don't be surprised when those you've prayed for begin to express sentiments that echo the very prayers you've lifted up to me on their behalf. Even when their faces were turned away from you, their hearts were not entirely closed. The seeds of your prayers took root in the hidden places of their souls, and in my perfect timing, they will blossom into a harvest of repentance and faith. Your prayers, beloved, will not fail. Every tear you've shed, every fervent plea you've uttered, every desperate groan you have breathed in their name has been heard and recorded in heaven. Not one word has fallen to the ground unheeded. The angels are at work. The answers to your prayers may not come in the manner or in the time frame you expect, but beloved, they will come, for I am faithful to my promise, and I will honor the cries of my children. Continue to pray without ceasing. Don't grow weary or lose heart, for your prayers are a powerful force in the spiritual realm, capable of moving mountains and toppling strongholds. They are a fragrant offering to me, a sweet incense that rises before my throne. Remember, I am not only mighty to save, but I am also patient and long-suffering. I don't delight in the destruction of the wicked, but desire that all should come to repentance. Continue. I say continue to intercede for those who are lost. Trust that I am at work even when you can't see it. Be encouraged, my child. The day of salvation has come for those you love. Keep your eyes fixed on me, and you will surely witness the miraculous power of my grace at work in their lives. I am the God of the impossible, and nothing is too hard for me, says the Lord. So hold fast. Hold fast to my promises, cling to my word, trust in my faithfulness, for your prayers will not fail, says the Father.
Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PropheticNow. If you use Zelle, PropheticNow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.